Just a bunch of white trash. WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the BME Award winning Don and Mike Show.
I beg your pardon.
The Rose Game.
Never promised you a rose garden.
All right, goodbye, listeners.
Along with sunshine. Oh, there are a couple that are hanging in there.
Ah,
right,
sure.
Now.
On the Eastern Shore right now.
When you take they both have really long hair. Like, it'll be about a 60-year-old lady with hair down to her butt.
She's getting in the car. She goes, they finally changed the format. They're playing Lynn Anderson. Clyde, they're playing Lynn Anderson. Come out the car.
Duh.
That's a good duh. Oh, that's George Foreman's duh.
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 Here is the latest on Paula Abdul's nose.
Oh, good. I only got a brief look at it last night when I just looked in on Idol.
She did not break her nose.
Whew.
She chipped it.
She chipped her nose?
She chipped it.
She
like a piece off the end or the bone?
She tore cartilage in her nose.
Oh, that's nothing. You know what we call that back in my day, Don? What? Hockey practice.
She also claims to have fractured a toe when she fell over her dog.
Well, seems to me like she was slipping over the vodka bottle.
Also tonight, I think I mentioned it. It was in the newspaper. I'm not being a sayer. A soothsayer.
Soothsayer. Right.
It was rumored that Britney Spears, yeah, baby, was going to be on that show tonight on Idol. It'll be Green Day.
Yes.
Green Day. What, Buzz? Did you have something there?
I just read today also that Green Day would be on tonight. So,
it's going to be, it would have been exciting because I think Britney Spears has gotten herself back into that playing shape that we all know and love.
And barring any more flu, they're also expecting Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett!
Let me see. Also, thank you. Also tonight, Smokey Robinson. Hey, he's looking great.
If you want to see, really.
Yeah. If you want to see the face of...
Have you been to the frozen food section of your local grocer and seen, like, the Smokey Robinson frozen dinners?
Oh, yeah, they're like Zydeco-type foods, aren't they?
I think they must be delicious.
You mean Cajun cooking?
Yeah, yeah, it's soul food.
Yum, yum.
Sure. Wow. Anyway, Smokey Robinson tonight, Tony Bennett. Also from Aerosmith, Joe Perry.
Joe Perry. Will he be doing a lot of talking?
I hope not.
And Gladys Knight. Now, that is really for the hottest show in the world.
Uh-huh.
That is not an all-star lineup for their finale.
Would have been a totally different lineup if they had, Melinda still in the competition.
Now, as far as your alumni performing tonight, it'll be Taylor Hicks, Carrie Underwood, and Kelly Clarkson.
They've really mined Carrie Underwood this year, haven't they?
And Kelly Clarkson.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
I mean, really, how big can one girl get in between hit records?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know it's more cushion for the pushing.
That's right.
She still is just cute as all outdoors.
Oh, she's cute as a peyote button.
But, Jesus Christ. That's a big peyote button,
it
Mike.
It sure as hell is.
It's a peyote button of cheese. Mm-hmm. On dialidol.com, this is a site that uses modems to figure out who's voting. For who?
Do they have the overnights from last night, incidentally, as far as, are there any instant results?
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars beat Idol in the overnights.
Just barely.
It was a photo finish.
There we go. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I bet Bergeron is just erect.
I'm Tom Bergeron.
I don't hate myself today.
Self-loathing no longer for me.
All right, so the website dialidol.com uses modems to find busy signals. What they do is they go through and they say, is Jordan's line busy? Is Blake's line busy? Based on that, they calculate that Jordan Sparks is going to be Blake Lewis by 4-1 tonight.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a walk away. Yeah.
Okay, so that's it. And that's a pretty lame lineup, methinks, tonight with all the people that are going to be performing.
Blech. Yeah, no good.
As I mentioned,
no
I think,
good.
Before, the only good thing I exit, I am looking forward to Sangina.
Yes.
For whatever reason.
Well, you miss
him. Because you have a special connection with him, don't you? I don't know what that meant. I just threw that out there. You know.
We do have. Do we have the? Oh, the retarded video. The retarded internet video of Sanjaya. He claims that 17-year-old Sanjaya is a fake.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sanjaya. Sanjaya. I want to call him by his real name. Sanjaya. He's in a video where he claims he's not Sanjaya.
Like, uses another name. Is this the guy himself? Is this Sanjaya saying this, though?
Yes. Hold on. Let me cue the cut up. Cut number two, Sanjaya's video. Here we go.
Okay.
So he is pretending that he's not Sanjaya.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart.
Good afternoon, I'm Bill Bindall, a 25-year-old graduate student in the Industrial Design Program at RISD.
Now, this is up on YouTube. Yeah. It's Sanjaya.
It still certainly sounds like
him. There's no doubt that it's him. He's looking at the camera and he says his name is like Bill Vendel.
Right.
For the past 5 months, I have assumed the role of a character I created named Sanjaya Malakar. The character was part of a larger art installation for my thesis program. To the fans of Sanjaya, maybe you're actually fans of Bill Vendel, the artist. I am art.
Hold on, we're getting some interference. Okay.
I'm sure many of you subconsciously knew what I was doing. How could you look at this, and not see it as a symbol for the self-referencing nature of progressive evolution? This won't be the last you see of me. I might show up in other places. I might pop up on your favorite situation comedy. I might run for president.
You know, I have to say his talent for satire is just as good as his talent for singing.
Uh-huh. It's like he's reading a Craig Wilson column.
He's being Sanjaya.
I might show up as you.
I'm actually Bill Vendel. I'm a 25-year-old college student, and I created the character of Sanjaya.
Sanjaya is really not me.
Sanjaya. Okay.
Although they made the big deal about him and his sister, and they had the whole family on, and now he's going to come out and say this.
So we will have a link to that on our website today. And one more picture we should put up on our website today is a handsome picture of Kelly Pickler's dad.
Mm-hmm.
He just got arrested again.
Oh, no, he's back in jail?
Yeah, he was stealing old cars and taking them to salvage yards.
He was in the joint when she was on the show last year, and then he got out in the off season, and now he's back in again.
Oh. Mike, he's not as handsome as Dallas Lewis.
Oh, that's a shame.
But here, we'll put this up on our website. Here's the mugshot of Kelly Pickler's dad.
Oh, look at him. He looks like a Dilfer. What's the Dilfer in the
NFL? Dilfer.
Trent Dilfer, doesn't he? Just has a little resemblance to Trent Dilfer.
Hold it up for a second. Can you hold it up so I can see it?
There you go.
You know what he's saying? My daughter got some rocket implants.
She's something, ain't she?
She got a rocket body.
Damn, it's a shame I got to go back to the joint. I just couldn't stay out. Bo Pickler. My name is, Dallas. Dallas Lewis, this is Bo Pickler. I just wanted to say I'm pulling for your son, Blake, and I know you pulled for my daughter, Kelly Pickler.
You bet I pulled.
I really do. I tell you right now, I do love those big baggy dog eyes of yours. Yeah, you're a wonderful guy. Listen, Bo Pickler, I got to get off. The warden's telling me I can't talk to ye anymore.
This is Dallas Lewis.
Hi, Dallas.
Hi there. What's your name again?
Oh, this is Bo Pickler. How are ye? How is it going? Excuse me. You might want to address me since we're on the formal prison line by my full name, Clyde Bo Pickler Jr.
Clyde Bo?
Yeah. Yes, Dallas. Yes, Dallas Lewis.
Dallas Lewis. Can you tell me what I can do to stop my life from going down the disturbing road your life has gone down since your daughter had success on American Idol?
Well, what I would recommend highly, and I'm not sure she really is because I haven't asked her, but I believe she's an Eskimo woman. I would recommend that you get yourself a good Eskimo woman. I'm sorry, I'm Dallas Lewis now. That's who I'm married to.
And I'm Clyde Bo Pickler.
They are interchangeable characters, don't you know?
My daughter's breasts feel like brand new bricks.
Dallas, can I tell you one thing?
Is that why they call it Brick House? Yes. Clyde Bo.
Clyde Bo Pickler Jr.
CB.
CB. CBPJ.
CB Pickler.
Clyde Bo Pickler Jr. This is CBPJ right here.
You know how it's at? Hello, son. My name is Clyde Bo Pickler Jr.
Clybo. You can call me Clybo Pickler Jr. I would recommend to keep out of the finer places of incarceration places, you know, that I hang out in. You would not want to use that word that Don and Mike are protesting against.
Hey, Clyde Bow?
Yes, Dallas?
May I ask you a question about my son, Blake Lewis?
You fire away. I'm here to answer it for ye.
Now, you be straight with me because we're talking on this prison phone. Cause
Dallas, I would have no other desire to be nothing but straight with you.
Do you think my son's half a fag?
I don't know. Now, Dallas, you're asking me a personal question here, and I don't want to...
You can be honest. He calls me daddy.
You know, I don't want to offend ye, but...
How would I be offended? Look at me on TV.
I won't say...
God offended me. Look at how he made me look, for God's sake.
Dallas Lewis.
I'm Dallas Lewis.
You know, I'm not going to... Listen, I'll tell ye one thing. I ain't going to say half a fag, but maybe one quarter like, you know... Just a wee bit. You know, you tell them.
Maybe you can help me out with something about your daughter.
Yes, Dallas.
I heard she bent over for them judges like a lazy boy recliner.
Well, she did. And I told her to do that. You know, we do that to survive in the joint. And I said, you do whatever it takes, honey. And, you know, listen, as a matter of fact, I know I'm your daddy and all, but what I'd recommend is, you know, you want to further that career, you go ahead and kind of improve them assets. You know what I'm talking about. Because really, you know, they're going to get you out there with your talent, but your talent and whatnot ain't going to go that fur if you don't have a couple of pretty buds for people to look at.
Hey, Billy Clyde?
Yeah, Bo Clyde Bo.
Clyde Bo?
Yeah, DL.
I'll tell you something bothers me. As long as we're speaking as redneck men, fathers who have children on American Idol.
That's right, Dallas Lewis. You tell me.
I don't know what the competition was like when your daughter
was stiff. It was stiff. We had that Bo Bice and Kelly. I had to knock her down a peg right away. She said, "Daddy, he's got a name Bo just like you." I said, "Darling, he's a competition. You got to take him out. You got to take him right out, jiffy quick."
I know you probably think right like me.
Yeah.
You know what bothers me the most?
Mm.
I don't care if my boy wins or loses tonight.
Right.
But the problem is. Have you seen the parents of that other girl that's singing against him? Why, one of them is black and one of them is white.
I have seen that, Dallas. And
how come she is not immediately disqualified?
It's just a different world. I don't know what people's thinking. You know, people's thinking, yeah, the problem is, Dallas, folks like you and me's don't got, enough people thinking like yous and me's. And the things is that they're not paying attention to stuff like that. And, you know, what's going to happen? We're going to wake up one day and everybody's going to look the same and there ain't going to be no different people. What the hell are we going to do when that happens?
I got a hell of a time wiping.
Oh, yeah, you look like you got that. I'm in much better shape than you.
I wish I said to my son, Blake Beatbox Boy. I wish you had all longer arms.
Oh, Dallas.
My arms don't reach where they need to go.
Yeah, I tell you something, Dallas Lewis. You got to come up to the local correctional facility with me. You know, you get enough packs of Marlboro Reds, you get somebody to do that for you each and every time. And I mean that.
Clean you?
Clean you good.
Clean you?
Yep, absolutely. They clean you completely. Stem to stern, if you know what I mean.
As one American Idol father to another.
Yes, Dallas.
Clyde Bow.
Yes, Dallas.
Did you get to use Paula Abdul like a toilet like I did?
Well, unfortunately, when my daughter, Kelly Pickler, was on the show, I was unable to attend due to the fact that I was incarcerated at the time.
When I got to have my fun with her, she was passed out.
Oh, did you, Dallas?
My son took pictures.
Oh,
hallelujah. With his camera phone. Same camera phone that I vote for him on.
You know something? You can make a fortune with them pictures. If he doesn't have that music career, you can make a fortune with him.
Can I tell you something down there I seen down there on her?
What's that, Dallas?
Like a bad bird nest.
Oh, really?
I tell you,
that's a surprise to me.
I half expected like an Oriole or a Cardinal to come flying out of there.
Man, I'm surprised it looks like that down there, but you go to it. Get her done there, Dallas Lewis.
Oh, I did. All the fathers on American Idol get to have sex with Paula Abdul.
I had no idea. Damn, I wish I wasn't locked up, but I tell you, that feller, he looked at me and I looked at him and I knew I just had to give him what fur he gave me what fur.
And did you have the same deal in your season as we do with the Mamos?
What's that?
You know that my wife, Mrs. Lewis.
Yes.
she got to have her way with that chirpy lad.
Well, which one's that one?
The skinny one.
You mean Sangina?
No, the one, the boy that's the star of the show.
You mean that Seacrest guy?
Yes.
Oh, that guy.
Yes, Ryan Saltcracker.
Well, I thought he liked boys.
He does.
I thought he was, I thought he didn't care for girl folk.
He like everybody.
Oh, man, I tell you something like that. Somebody said to me in the joint the other day, I was down there, I was eating my vittles, and someone walked up to me and they said, I know why your daughter did well in that American Idol, because it looks like you and Seacrest is kin. Huh. And I manufactured a way of producing a sharp instrument, if you know what I mean. And I reached down around behind where I was eating, and I pulled it out, and I stuck him right in the shoulder. He didn't say that much more to me.
You know, I don't feel comfortable talking with you, sir. I just realized that even though we're both in the position to be big redneck fathers on American Idol,
yeah,
you're incarcerated.
Yeah. I am in the Stanley County Jail, sir. That is correct.
Well, I must go. I'm going to be on national television tonight, and I hear Gladys Knight's performing.
All I was doing was selling old beater cars, and I was taking them to salvage yards to sell them, and that's all I was doing. You know, my feeling is this. You got an old beater car just sitting there in your yard. No one's going to be touching it. You got every right in the world to go down and grab that car and take it down to a salvage yard. I think it's like a beautification process. And they're sitting there telling me that I can't take them beaters and take them over to the salvage yard and sell them for scrap. I said, hell, I can't.
I tell you what, I thought my boy was going to be the oldest attendee at Applebee's in the entire world until he locked into that whole thing where he spits and pretends that he's like a car backfiring.
I tell you, my daughter Kelly, you know, she comes visit me occasionally like in prison. She's dumber than a stone. Oh. But she found her calling when she got on and sang like that. She sang like a little birdie, and I want to thank my daddy and for taking care of her and all that. You know, she's raised pretty much exclusively by her granddaddy. And that's an awful nice thing he done. You know, I know most granddaddies, you only get to see the kids once in a while. They're not so responsible for taking care of the kid like that. But,
how you doing, friend? This is Dallas Lewis.
And this is Clyde Bo Pickler Juicer. We're sure excited about American Idol and what it's done for some of our kinfolk.
Took my son right out of the gay life.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
And it got my little Kelly a career, which I'm surely grateful for.
And for keeping my mouth quiet, they gave me $1,000 in cash.
Only $1,000?
Well, Clyde Bo Pickler, are you telling me, Dallas Lewis, you got more?
No, I'm telling you, Dallas, I could use me a $26,000 loan. That's my bond that I have to come up with for Stanley County Jail.
They pay me $1,000. They say, if you promise you will not drink before the live show, we will pay you, Dallas Lewis, $1,000. I called Blake and I said, do you believe this?
I wish I could get out of here so I could go see that show, but they make me watch whatever I have to watch, you know, with the other prisoners. That's what causes the fights and such and whatnot. You know, the TV, you know, one guy want to watch some game or something like that. And I'll say, I watch the Idol, and then they'll all start making fun of me and whatnot. And I'll get real upset, and I'll say, don't you know who I is? I'm Clyde Bo Pickler Jr. Don't you understand? I want to watch that show there.
I'm Dallas Lewis.
Yeah,
I sure. My mustache smells like cornbread all the time. Huh. That's my boy. That's my boy out there, the beatbox boy.
And I'm Clyde Bo Pickler Jr., and I just can't see my way around stealing stuff.
He was out there with the critters, singing, playing. I always thought he was half a queer. Look at him. He's almost the American Idol.
Well, Dallas, you do me a favor, and you pass that youngster.
Yes, sir.
You pass him my best wishes for a... a successful time on the show. Hope he wins, and I hope he beats that girl. And
how long till your daughter's in one of them magazines where I can see those boobies?
Well, I tell her, man, you got to trade in on it while you're out at hot, you know, and whatnot. You got to go out and do and grab that thing, grab that beast by the, private parts, as they say, and do that type of thing.
I just built me a new outhouse.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, it's a beauty.
Huh. Oh, I can't wait to get back to mine. I got a great one, too.
I dug me a hole. I built a beautiful one to Home Depot, took some of my Blake Lewis beatbox boy money, said, I am Dallas Lewis. I would like an outhouse.
Is yours made of cedar?
Is there anything finer?
That's right. Can't wait. Well, if I get sprung, I don't think this thing's
I called my boy. Up. I said, hey, Blake, I got to drop a Simon Cowell.
Ooh,
ooh, he liked it.
Yeah, you give me 2 seconds with that Simon Cowell, I'll show him what for. He ain't even from this country. He's making all them judgments and stuff.
It's a nice cedar four-holer.
Ooh, I don't. I just got one. Just for me and my dogs.
That's because my son's in the finals. My son's a beatbox boy.
Yeah, well, you're not in prison, isn't that right, Dallas Lewis?
I will be on TV tonight, Clyde Bo Pinkler.
I will be looking for you, Dallas Lewis, and I will hopefully be watching you from my prison television set.
I'll give you a special sign, much like Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
When you see me pick a booger and eat it, that means I'm thinking about you, Clyde Bo Pinkler.
God bless you, Dallas Lewis. I say good luck to ye and your kin. And many, many lucky things happening to you down the road and whatnot. I really do hope it goes your way.
I have to go soon. My ox is ready to take me to the Kodak Theater.
Well, unfortunately, I got an early day tomorrow.
Livestock is here.
We's up at 4 a.m., and it's chain gang work for the bulk of the day. And then I got me another one of those, what you call them, those things? An oregano. I got to go to my oregano. So, good luck to you, and they're telling me now that I got to get off the line.
I may be on the Today Show tomorrow.
I may be on top tonight.
Unless my son loses. Tell you what, if he loses, I'll beat the hell out of him. We get back to Seattle. We get on that seaplane. We get back to our place. I'll give him a little what for. I'll say, you beatbox boy, I'll beat the box out of you.
Well, you know what, Dallas Lewis?
What?
What?
I got me a... God, Rob, thank you. I got me a solid mink pair of overalls.
Wow.
He's really giving you what fur, isn't he? God, the solid mink pair of overalls.
I got me a solid mink pair of overalls because I'm Dallas Lewis. I'm Blake Lewis's father.
That's pretty gay there. I'm just doing my time in Stanley County Jail for stealing cars to sell them to salvage yards. But if I get out of the joint, I'm going to take my hound dogs and move out to California, move in with my daughter, Kelly Pickler.
Who are you?
I'm Clyde Bo Pickler, Jr.
Hey, I got an idea.
Yeah.
When you get out,
yeah,
let me ask you a question.
You ask away. I'll answer anything. You say, I ain't got nothing to lose.
You like dog fighting?
I sure do.
When you get out, you want to go to Mike Vick's house?
Oh, that'd be fun. We'll go see those good old dog fights. Yeah, that'd be fun time. Something to look forward to. Now I got a dream. I can put that up on the wall.
That reminds me, I think about football. And this is Dallas Lewis.
And this is Clyde Bo Pinkler, Jr.
God, my son throws like a girl.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Well, that's because you let him do all that singing. Can you tell him one thing for me?
Yes.
All us in the joint here, we get kind of upset when we sees him wearing that T-shirt with the tuxedo on it. Mm-hmm. That just ain't right. I took 12 packs of smokes and bought a solid chocolate banjo.
Solid chocolate banjo.
Okay, Rob, I think there you go. Thank you. Helped us enough. Thank you, Rob, for the mink cool overalls and the
solid chocolate banjo. And only 12 bags of smokes.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.